On Texas A&M Center for Sports Management Research and Education Week, we're still learning a lot about traumatic brain injuries. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Trevor Wright, research assistant professor in the Department of Health and Kinesiology, discusses a treatment option that is showing results for some.
Concussions and other mild traumatic brain injuries are common occurrences that can result from a variety of traumas, including car accidents, falls, or sports-related impacts to the head. All too often, individuals downplay mild concussive injuries as fleeting, believing that the more obvious symptoms, such as headache, light sensitivity, and memory loss, will resolve in a matter of days or weeks. However, even a mild concussion or brain injury can cause individuals to suffer from chronic or recurring symptoms, such as profound fatigue and cognitive impairment, often described as foggy brain. The severity and duration of chronic post-trauma symptoms can impact schoolwork and job performance, as those suffering symptoms may need to reduce work hours, pause for daily naps, or reduce their overall activities of daily living. In a percentage of cases, the concussive injury may also impair the secretion of growth hormone, a key endocrine hormone which is secreted from the pituitary gland in the brain. Evidence suggests that in those individuals whose injury has left them growth hormone insufficient, replacement with daily growth hormone injections can reduce fatigue and cognition-related symptoms, greatly improving quality of life and allowing patients to return to normal activities. In a recently completed clinical trial, we studied adults with a history of mild traumatic brain injury who also exhibited impaired growth hormone secretion and profound fatigue. In this study, growth hormone replacement was associated with improved sleep, decreased anxiety and depressive symptoms, decreased fatigue, and an altered perception of effort during exercise. These improvements were accompanied by changes in the brain, including enlargement in frontal regions and changes in the resting state signaling in key sensory regions. Although we do not yet understand why some brain injuries result in persistent symptoms while others do not, recent research provides clues to potential mechanisms and treatments for symptom relief.
That was Trevor Wright of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.